So then we moved up into Sterling with my uncle, and Dad was slowly recuperating. And those were the we were up there 8 years. We were I think my uncle we were with him for about a year, I guess. Then he moved on. He was a logger, basically. That's what he his life was in the woods. So he went on, and Dad stayed up there. And he farmed as a tenant farmer on halves. There's a fellow from down street here, Francis Clark, that his father was a one of those big land barons, you know, in the probably around the turn of the century, when some of these families acquired so much land. They were mostly timber people. You know, they bought land and they cut off the lumber, and then they held on to it until they figured there was nothing left to gain from it, then they'd sell it. So we were there 8 years farming on halves of this man. And then, well, we got high school age, and my oldest sister, she stayed down street through her 4 years, you know, worked for a board and went to school. And I did it for 2 years, but, you know, we were really didn't like it at all. I mean, we wanted to be home and going to school and all this, so. Well, Pa decided it was time to get down a little bit closer, because we still were just with horse and buggies. We still had my dad never learned how to drive. So finally, he started looking around. Finally, ended up with this place. This place was small, it was cheap, and it was something that he could, you know, afford to put a down payment on. And so they had an auction up there, and Dad ended up with a team of horses and a few cows, three, four cows, and a few pigs, a few bred sows, and a few sheep, and $900 for his 8 years of work. So he put $900 on this farm. I think this farm was selling for $1,200, so he had it, you know, pretty well bought.